This is WSGW. It's your morning team show. And it is the Saginaw Valley State University fight song that you're hearing. As tonight, the season kicks off for Cardinals football 2022. And we kick off another season of our, listen to me closely, fans, Friday morning pregame conversations with voice of Cardinals football, J.J. Bame. I know. It's Thursday. As we say good morning to you, JJ, I figured that waiting until tomorrow, Friday, after the first game would have been quite useless.
As a preview, I think it actually would have been entirely inaccurate.
We will have, starting next week, our Friday conversations. But since the Cardinals kick off on a Thursday night at home, we got to talk to JJ this morning. Welcome back once again. Another year of the voice of the Cardinals. JJ, I know you're ready for some football.
Very much ready for some football. Looking forward to having this Thursday night game kind of as a kickoff to Labor Day weekend. I know there's lots of high school football games and other things going on tonight as well. But it's the Red Feather game tonight at SVSU, so proceeds will be benefiting Saginaw County Youth Athletics. And so we hope for a great turnout at Wick Stadium tonight as the Cardinals open the season against West Virginia Wesleyan, a team that was not on the schedule in April, when the Cardinals played their spring game, but there has been quite a bit of shuffling across all divisions of intercollegiate athletics, including Division II. And so Cardinals actually have three games different now than they did back in April, including this one. But we're looking forward to hosting the Bobcats of West Virginia Wesleyan tonight for a 6 p.m. kickoff.
5:30 broadcast time on WSW 100.5, your home for Cardinals football. You mentioned something that should be maybe the start of our conversation. What's going on this year? We talked actually at the end of last year of how 2022 is going to be very different, especially for the GLIAC.
Well, the GLIAC has seen Northwood depart. Northwood has joined the GMAC. The Axe Bowl will continue. SVSU will play at Northwood week three. GLIAC did see Northwood depart, and so that was a football-playing member that has departed. The GLIAC has now extended an invitation to Roosevelt University, which is in Chicago, and they are currently playing NAIA football, and they are going to be moving up to Division II, and so they would be eligible to begin GLIAC competition next season. Beyond that, you do have the historic Michigan-based teams, for the most part, in the league. So SVSU, Grand Valley, Ferris, Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech, you know, all those schools are still going to be in the conference. And so you'll see part of them on the schedule, Wayne State as well. And then what you are seeing as well is that it is creating this opportunity for schools like SVSU to schedule some non-conference games with interesting opponents. So you've got West Virginia Wesleyan, a team tonight that SVSU is hosting. Cardinals haven't played them before. Next week, the Cardinals will host Bowie State. They are a historically black college or university from Maryland. They finished last season number 6 in the country, and they're probably a top 10 preseason team in Division II football again this season. So it'll be a very interesting season, non-conference-wise, to kick it off for the Cardinals before they do get into GLIAC play.
Let's talk about Cardinals 2022. Well, maybe remind listeners how 2021 finished out. Because actually, the Cardinals, if I remember correctly, kind of started almost like a 500 record, then ripped off 5 straight wins.
Correct. And, Cardinals played one of the toughest schedules in all of Division II last year. And they're going to have a tough schedule this year, too, I suspect, given the fact that Cardinals will have Bowie State on the schedule as a non-conference game. Again, their preseason, 8 or 12, depending on which poll you're looking at. Grand Valley's preseason, top 5. Ferris State, the defending national champ, is preseason number 1. So the Cardinals are going to be playing 3 preseason top 10 teams. There aren't many other schools that are going to be able to have a schedule like that, because there's only 10 teams in the top 10, just for those of you who need to remind refresher on math. But you know, so the Cardinals are going to have a very tough schedule again. Yeah, so SVSU finished last year 7-4, had those 5 great wins going into the final game in the regular season at Michigan Tech. Lost a heartbreaker where Michigan Tech converted two long touchdowns on fourth and long and wound up winning that game by a point. So that definitely added some fuel for SVSU into the offseason. And it was an interesting offseason because Cardinals have a ton of talent returning from last year. The Cardinals also have picked up a lot of incoming transfers because you've got all these players now with an additional year of eligibility because of the COVID season. And so SVSU has been able to pick up a number of players who are like, hey, I'm looking for a place to play. I still got a year left. And so Ryan Brady and his staff have done a good job tapping into their networks, picking guys that they think are going to be good fits for the team, maybe plug some holes that they saw for SVSU. So you're definitely going to get introduced to some new Cardinals tonight, new to a Cardinal uniform, but not necessarily new to college football.
I'm sure there'll be some names that we remember from the broadcast from last year. What are we going to see on the field or hear about, I guess I should say, radio broadcast-wise from the Cardinals?
Well, I mean, returning on the offensive side of the ball, you start with Casey Williams, the outstanding wide receiver from Michigan Lutheran Seminary right here in Saginaw. Was first-team All-GLIAC last year. He's back at wideout. He'll certainly be a key target for SVSU at the receiving core. You know, Tommy Scott, who left as I think the second or third all-time leading rusher in SVSU history, he has now graduated. So, you know, Tyler Amos, Dante Barthwell, Nick Johnson, those are three running backs who've all seen some game action for the Cardinals. But then again, at running back, you've got Isaiah Malcolm, who is a graduate of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He was first team all Ivy League. But he's another one of these guys who he's got an additional season of eligibility, so he's come to SVSU to play that final season, and he's going to be in the mix as well for the Cardinals at running back. On the defensive side of the ball, I think the defensive line is definitely a strength for SVSU because you've got so much talent and so much depth returning, and you get Jake Doran back. I mean, so if you remember, you know, going back to the 2019 season, Jake Doran was one of the best defensive linemen that SVSU had. You know, then you don't play in 2020. 2021, he was coming back from an injury, never was able to play. So now you get him back. Well, he's got a lot of physical maturation and development. So here's a guy who's one of your best defensive linemen in 2019. Now he's going to be back. And then Trevor Nowoski will be at strong side linebacker for SVSU. He's a senior. He was one of the best linebackers certainly in the GLIAC, if not all of Division II football last year. You go to the secondary for SVSU, and both Nick Whiteside and Noah Super, who were outstanding cornerbacks for SVSU, I mean, true lockdown corners, they both got hurt. And so SVSU didn't know if they were going to be fully healthy by the start of the season. Good news, they are. So the Cardinals also brought in, again, some additional depth for the secondary. So you've got the two guys who are, again, terrific corners for you last year. They're back healthy, and you've got this depth behind them. Michael Woolridge, who's done a good job for SVSU at that weak safety position, he's back. And then Dante Small is going to play free safety. He's a transfer from Appalachian State. So Cardinals, are going to be very, very strong on defense. I think they're going to do I think it's going to be tough for West Virginia Wesleyan to score a lot of points tonight. Offensively, we'll see what the Cardinals do. They've changed up the offensive style of play that we're going to see for them. And there's four quarterbacks who are all in the mix for playing time tonight. I think you will probably see a guy named Andrew Brito be the starter at quarterback. He is a Kyler Murray type. He's probably about 5'10". Has great athletic ability and does have a live arm. He is a transfer from the University of Central Florida, and he did see some game action at the University of Central Florida. So I think he will probably get the start for SVSU tonight. But then you've also got Tyler Slezinski, Colby Newberg, Michael Horro, who all saw game action for SVSU last season. Again, Cardinals played four quarterbacks last season, so they're all back as well. And then also, fortunately for the Cardinals, a lot of experience returning on the offensive line as well.
And there you go, folks. We're ready to play some football. Let the kickoff happen right now. JJ says, let's go. It is, as you said, we started the segment. Let's end it this way to remind folks, this is a home game and it is a special Red Feather game.
Correct. And this has been a great partnership with the Fordney Club over many, many years. And again, so if you come to the SVSU game tonight, a portion of your ticket proceeds are going to benefit Saginaw County Youth Athletics. That's been a tremendous partnership over, again, many, many years. And so we're grateful to be able to continue that partnership. And we hope folks can come out tonight. Again, it'll be a 6 o'clock kick out at Wick Stadium.
And for tickets, do we send them online? Do we send them to the box office?
SVSUCardinals.com. And you can download them right to your phone, which is the way most people do it these days. If you are one of those people who, you know, would still prefer to buy your tickets at the gate, that will be an option for you as well. But I know a lot of folks these days just like to buy them, have them on their phone, you get the scan when you show up, and you can go right through.
J.J. Baim, looking forward to another exciting Cardinals football season tonight. We're on the air again at 5:30, 100.5. Also online at WSW.com. Go Cards.
Go Cards.
It is 7:50 on WSW. Every Friday morning from here on out, we'll have our SVSU football pregame show.